This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado leaders are reacting to the leaked Supreme Court documents that appear to show justices will overturn Roe v. Wade. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Denver Democratic Representative Diana DeGette co-chairs the House Pro-Choice Caucus. She called the draft opinion a shattering blow to the right to an abortion and said the U.S. Senate should follow the House's lead and pass a federal law to keep the procedure legal nationwide. El Paso Republican Doug Lamborn, a major abortion opponent in Congress, said if justices follow through with the leaked opinion, they will be showing courage and integrity in righting a historic wrong. Colorado law was recently changed to ensure abortion stays legal, even if Roe is overturned. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
CPR has more reactions to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision online, as well as a guide to what is likely to happen in Colorado if the case is overturned. Head over to CPR.org. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law on Monday, making Juneteenth an official state holiday. It marks the day in 1865 when the final enslaved people in the U.S. found out that slavery had ended after the Civil War. State Representative Leslie Herod attended the bill signing at Cleo Parker Robinson Dance in Denver. She co-sponsored the bill and says the holiday has tremendous significance.
For me, Juneteenth is about more than just the liberation of slaves. It's about the continued fight for our freedom, and the Juneteenth celebration will honor that.
The holiday is celebrated on June 19th. Now, state workers will get a paid day off, and Herod expects students will also learn about the history of Juneteenth in school. Last year, it became a federal holiday. This is CPR and KRCC. In Denver, it is 65 and sunny.